right, so let's go to hour number two. Here's the issue with hour number two. Here's the issue with Friday. And this is where we get caught up, quote, walking the thin line of blasphemy. I know you're having fun. I know you want to have fun. I want to have fun.
Blasphemy in the jungle.
But we have to do our job too, right? Like there's actual business to tend to. We could just sit here and grab ass all afternoon.
Hey, business is business.
But we have to take care of business. We have to do some work. What I'm saying to you is we have to do some news, some sports. And we will. But I also want to acknowledge that we are having some fun. As an example, welcome back. I am Jim Rome. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. Reason I say that, Jimmers, this right here is the best show of the year. My stupid face hurts from laughing. Signed, Abigail in San Diego. Wore everything.
Laugh out loud.
At Jim Rome. Abigail, what's up? Wore Lady Clones. I like you saying that. So she just said it's the best show of the year. Wore my stupid face. It hurts from laughing. So we're having fun. So I'm going to try and, quote, walk that thin line of blasphemy. Part of what was funny was the caller at the end of last segment. See, like, I should be starting the top of the hour. Radio 101, top of the hour. Go with something topical. Talk about that game last night. And I want to. But sometimes I just follow you clones around. I come in with my blueprint every single day. I know what I want to talk about. I try and stay flexible. Like, I'll let you inside. Here's some inside baseball for you. What we do not have is a super detailed, exhaustive rundown where every segment is blocked out and there's times for everything that's done. We don't do that. Some shows do. I try and maintain a certain flexibility. Now, I do know where I want to go. I do know what I want to talk about. But then sometimes I just take all of that and put it off to the side and just follow you clones around. Because something happens on the show, right? It's like a good conversation, a good interview. You can just read the questions you have, or you can listen to what's being said and then follow up. Same thing with the show. As an example, end of last hour, Ed from Washington called up. And he probably knew he didn't have that much time, but he only had about 90 seconds. 90 seconds for some of you is about 85 too many. This guy, though, could justify it. He comes in, takes a run at the old man, Rit, talks about what he wears on days where I'm not here. I can only imagine, man. I see the crap this guy rolls in when I am here. Good stuff. And then he moves on to Kathleen. Kathleen is a polarizing figure on the program. I happen to like her. I find her to be a little angry. But she loves men, certain types of men, beefy men. And then she hates others. Like, she's black and white, all or none, A or an F, up is down. I mean, she either loves it or she hates it. There's no in between. And that's how people seem to feel about her. So he starts to go in on her, and he's doing fine. Like, this guy's going to get racked. And then all of a sudden, Alvin, unnamed member of the XR4TI, brings up the music on him, and he lost it. Like, oh, what do I do? And then he got run. So what I'm saying to you is we're having a little bit of fun, but I do want to continue to update you on the Ryder Cup. I do want to talk about last night's matchup. I want to look ahead to the weekend, and I want to talk about the fact that those close to Tom Brady are feeling themselves and just will not shut up about how Bill Belichick did little Tommy all wrong. Little Tommy is not 8. Little Tommy is 44, and believe me, he got over. It's not a good look for those of you around him to say, see, hey, how you like that, Billy boy? Turn the page, man. I'll get to that later on. Hey, Rome, that guy is insane. Ripping on Kathleen, dude, she loves the jungle, real metal music, and hates Greta Van Fleet. These are all things that make a woman's wife worthy. Kevin in Greenville, like I said, she is polarizing. Just as Kathleen seems to either hate or love everything, people either love or hate her. I'm Team Kathleen. even though she's never once addressed me by name or said hello. I like it, man. She's like, bam, right to the point. I'm either going to hype somebody and say I want to make love to that man, or I'm going to kill somebody. That's Kathleen's brand. Todd near Lexington's back. Quote, great finish by Ed on that call. Sincerely, Greg Norman at the 96 Masters. Steve from the Northwest. Does Ritz ball dome glare shine off the glass even more when he sits in for Alvy? War Rome's hairstylist getting extra pay to shine Ritz dome.
Shoot the glass.
I'm not sure. Okay, Jim, I need a ruling. I'm sitting in the break room, listening through the CBS app. In comes my coworker and sits next to me. Then it hits my nose. Tuna fish Sando. I know it's not microwave fish, but damn. Is this a workplace jungle no-no? Thanks, Judge Jimmo. We're an amazing sports weekend. Unwore the Reds extending the contract of a mediocre manager. Scott and Seabus. Interesting question. All right. Why don't we address that really quickly? We all know that microwaving fish is absolutely, positively, unequivocally unacceptable. It's a reason to go. It's not only a reason to get fired, it's a reason to go. You don't microwave fish at work. It's a reason to go. It's the ultimate bleep you. And I don't want to hear about how, hey, man, it's my food. It's my lunch. I'm hungry. I bought it. I prepared it. I can do that. I got to eat. Yeah, no, you don't have to eat that. I mean, you save that bleep for your house. I like fish. I know the benefits of fish. Even I hate having, I want to fight myself when I cook it in my home. So if you're going to bring that around the workplace, that's a reason to go. We know this, though. You don't microwave fish at work. This guy's saying we all know that, but what about a tuna Sando? Where do you come out on that? All right, let me think about that for a minute. I thought about it. That should get you a trip to HR, too. A tuna Sando should get you a trip to HR. Listen, I understand the benefits of fish. In fact, I actually was planning on making myself some salmon tonight. It's good for you. It's good for so many different reasons. However, bringing it to work is dangerous because bringing it to work might get you punched in the face. The jungle rules against tuna Sandos in the workplace. Guilty. Hope that helped. Don't do it, man. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish and don't be poking the bear.
Don't do that.
And don't be starting fights. You know what? Don't bring any kind of fish to work. That's a pretty good policy right there. 1-800-636-8686. Oh, what do you know? Look who's here. Right on cue. Somebody calls up, takes a run at her, and she's on the phones. Now, I don't know if she's calling to respond to that, or if she had her own agenda already. Well, actually, I do know. I know she had her own agenda already. She was either going to hype or hate some man. Let's find out. Omaha, Nebraska. I'm going to skip her right to the front. Kathleen in Omaha. Kathleen, what's up?
Well, oh, what's his face is all ass hurt because I trash Greta Van Fleet. Ain't that just about a blah? Avatar is a much better band. Johannes is a much better singer and songwriter than that high pitch, always sounds the same frontman. Now, I originally wanted to say is that Matt LaJors is all ass her because what's his face in San Francisco called to ask about Aaron. It's like, yeah, so what? Zillion time they wouldn't have Aaron if San Francisco had addressed him like they were supposed to. And Aaron could have had the 7 Super Bowl rings and not that 44-year-old turkey vulture earthworm.
Racker? All right, Kathleen. Did she Racker. Just refer to Tom Brady as a 44-year-old turkey vulture earthworm? Can you run that back?
War Lady Clones.
Unnamed member of the XR4TI? I need a ruling. What did she just refer to Tom Brady as? I thought it was a 44-year-old turkey, vulture, earthworm, whatever that might be.
44-year-old turkey, vulture, earthworm.
Right. I think I nailed that. Like I said, Racker? Kind of weird.
Rack him!
War Lady Clone.
She doesn't even fall into the category of War Lady Clones. Like, she's her own category. Kathleen is her own category. I like it, though. Weird is good. I'm not saying you're weird, Kathleen. I'm just saying I don't understand half what you say. And I like it. Maybe it's better that way. I just know that she's... You know why I like her? Because she's not like anything else or anybody else who calls the program. So that makes it better. Kathleen is in. All right, so anybody else want to jump in? As you can tell, it's Friday. We could talk about the matchups. We could talk about what went down last night. We could talk about anything that's going to happen on Saturday or Sunday or even Monday. We could talk about my first trip to New York. In a couple of years, I'll be on the NFL Today on CBS, anxious to get back there and see the fam. Now, I don't know if that fam is anxious to see me, but I'm anxious to see them. I haven't seen the guys since Super Bowl. So that's going to be a good time. Anybody else? Bucks, Rams, who you got? Green Bay, Niners, who you got? Carolina last night over the Texans. Yeah, I know. The Texans quarterback has an inordinately long neck. I understand this. He's a long neck. It's got nothing to do with anything. Ryder Cup. The pairings have been set for the afternoon. Americans out quickly. They won the morning. Doesn't mean anything at all. We've seen this before. Micah Hyde is coming up in hour number three. Sebastian Joseph Day is coming up in hour number three. I want to reset this point because I know our studies show how long you listen. Some of you are in and out of the jungle. Some of you listen all 3 hours. I want to make sure that you know that we don't have a big head bet segment on this show, but rather a major big head bet segment on the podcast, the Jim Rome podcast. Didn't push out on Wednesday. I saved it for today because I'm saving it for the big head. He and I are going to break down 6, 7, maybe 8 NFL games, some college games, and the Fisters this weekend. Nick Diaz is fighting for the first time in 6 years. It's going to be really interesting with Big Head. I got to get with him. I know the Big Head. I know his philosophy. Generally, his philosophy would be, yeah, hey, boss, don't want to bet on a guy who hasn't fought in 6 years. Yeah, I'm going to let that one lie. But then we got this thing about the Diaz brothers, man. We love them. Brother. Wouldn't it make it more fun if we had a little if you had a little action on Nick? But Nick hasn't fought in 6 years. These are all things that I'm not giving up here, but you have to tune into the podcast to find out because we will cover it there. So make sure you look for that. That's after the show. John in Buffalo, quote, just give Kathleen in Omaha a golden ticket already.
Hey, John.
Haunted Horse, Jimmy, Kathleen is a jungle treasure. Put her in the smack off. Todd, quote, I don't know what I like more about Kathleen. The fact that every single one of her calls sounds like she's reading a ransom note, or the fact that I'm virtually positive that she has written at least 4 manifestos on a typewriter in a cabin somewhere. You know something? I'm going to. Hell yes. Give her a golden ticket.
Because I've got a golden ticket.
I mean, I just said it myself.
I've got a golden ticket.
She's not like anybody else. She's not like anything else. There's not a single caller to the program that sounds like she sounds or says what she says. Kathleen, welcome to the bleeping party.
I've got a golden ticket.
Now, quick disclaimer. As with all golden tickets, I can snatch that thing right back. I can take that thing from you faster than I gave it to you. That does not guarantee entry into the smack off because, one, it doesn't guarantee entry into the smack off. You can have it and still not get in. Number two, because you have it on September 24th, does not mean you will have it next year when we have the smack off. But as of this very second, Kathleen, you are the recipient of one. You have it. Don't lose it. And congratulations. She's in. For all the reasons I just mentioned. Nobody like her. There it is. I like that. It's a good Friday. So Kathleen got herself a golden ticket. And you know what else? If you noticed, that wasn't even my idea. Like, the jungle has spoken. You see, clones? You can set the agenda. You can impact decision-making. Kathleen, congratulations, Lady Clone.
Congratulations.
You're in. All right, when we come back, I'm going to try and reset what I saw last night and the significance of Thursday Night Football. Stay tuned. If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little bit concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times indeed. The stock market, all-time highs all the time. U.S. debt, never higher than right now. Dollars losing their value. Do not forget about inflation. Super high right now. So, what do you do to protect yourself, your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, if you're like a lot of people, myself included, you're turning to Old Faithful to protect yourself during these tough times. Real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. The kind that you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA account. There's no better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. So you want to call the Oxford Gold Group at 833-899-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call Oxford Gold at 833-899-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and your retirement. Once again, 833-899-GOLD.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts and advice from the professional parts people. So when it's time to replace your wiper blade, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people will help you navigate their wide selection and find just the right wiper blades for your car. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free of charge. If it is tools that you need, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about their free loaner tool program. There is no need to purchase a tool if you're only going to use it once. Pay a refundable deposit at the time of rental. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for their guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or go to O'ReillyAuto.com. Wow, this guy's got a real issue. Ian writes, I rolled out to pick up my lunch, and I hear your comments on reheated fish at work. Lo and behold, I walk into the cafeteria at work, and who is reheating fish in the microwave? The freaking head of our HR department. Unwar jungle karma.
Jungle karma.
First of all, never unwar jungle karma. It'll bite you in the ass, Ian. However, you do make a good point. Because I was the one who said, when somebody said, I need a ruling Rome, we all know you cannot microwave fish at work, but what about tuna fish? What about tuna fish sando? It's wafting through the air, burning my nostrils. What do I do? Where do you come out on that?
Burning.
And my immediate response was, okay, that warrants a trip to HR. And this guy's response is, really? Because I got back into the office, and in the cafeteria, the head of HR is microwaving fish. Not just eating tuna fish, but microwaving fish. And what are you going to tell me next? That it's perch? I'll tell you what, Ian. To me, that leaves you with just two options. Either you fight the HR person, because fish in the workplace is a reason to go. And I don't suggest that. That's just, you know, they always say, pick your battles, pick your fights. Fighting the head of HR is not a fight that you can win. They're the head of HR. Therefore, you have to quit. Now, I don't want you to quit and then go home and have the wife say, well, wait a minute, why did you quit your job? Because the head of HR microwaved perch. So? Well, yeah, that and Rome told me to. Oh, Rome told you to quit. Is Rome going to pay our mortgage? Is Rome going to make our house payments? If Rome told you to jump off a bridge, would you? No. Well, then why did you? Because they're microwaving fish at work. I'm not working anywhere where the head of HR microwaves fish. Did you jump out the pool on that?
Jump out the pool on that!
Did you jump off the bridge on that? I don't know, man. That's, Ian, all kidding aside, that's rough. That's rough. You can't win that fight. The head of HR is going to pretty much do what the head of HR is going to do. They have that job for a reason. You know, that'd be like the head of HR. I'm not saying that the head of HR, wherever you work, has not violated HR policy. Because I'm sure that goes on someplace. I just speak from experience. You know how I know? My wife used to be the head of HR. Jano. So I know all about HR. And then she started her own little company where she provided HR consultations. She was an HR consultant. So I know those are tough fights to win. Just like I know what it's like to be married. And I know what it's like to be married and then to share space. I know what it's like when you get married and your wife moves into your house and then looks at your gym and says, I would like that to be my office. Why? Because I moved up here to be with you and I'm starting my own company and I need to work out of the house. And your gym is the best spot for that. Okay, well, what about my gym? What's the best spot for my gym if it's no longer my gym? The garage. Oh, okay. Why? I just said, because I'm working out of the house and we're married. And now we share space. Okay. Okay, I guess that's how that goes. So sure enough, that's how that went. And then we both had home offices because I work at night. Except my home office was bigger and better. So one day, Jano comes up to me and says, you know what? I think that I would like to move into your home office. And now I see what's going on here. Like, now we got some imperialism working. And, you know, if you keep saying yes, they will continue. Not they, like wives, but whoever it is you're negotiating with. They will continue to eat up real estate and acquire additional holdings. So now I've already had my home office, my gym, turned into her home office and moved into the garage. And now she wants to take her home office and move into my home office. And boy, this is out of character. She's not like that. And keep in mind, this is 20 years ago. And I'm thinking, I got to put my foot down right now or I'll be sleeping in that garage soon. I'm like, all right, let's do this. You really think you deserve that? Tell me why. Because you work for a few hours at night and I work all day long at home. Therefore, we should switch offices. I'm like, well, first of all, your office is not your office. It's my gym. It was your gym. I'm like, okay. Do this for me. Can you go get your paycheck? Why? Can you go get your paycheck? Okay, but why? What are we going to do with that? What's this exercise all about? This is an exercise where you put your paycheck down there, and I put my paycheck next to yours, and whoever's bigger gets the bigger office. And then it never came up again. Not really sure why I digressed to that. Oh, roasted. I know this. I know she's not listening, or she'd be correcting that story right now. Jano, HR. Hey, Rome. Wait until Rit moves into your work office. It's coming. Sign Big Head. Hey, Big Head, shut your mouth, dude. Worry about the podcast that you and I are going to tape after the show. You're on the clock. We're 90 minutes out, Head. I know you're fascinated by all things Rit. Rit's not moving into my office.
Same.
However, I've seen that. There are other untold stories about the jungle that you do not know about that you would find very interesting about people moving into other people's offices. Nick, WFI in Iowa, HR lady, why do you think it was okay to fight me? Response, Rome told me to. That's not what I said. Well, it's not what I said, really. I said that microwaving fish is a reason to go. Is this going to hold up in a court of law? Yeah, well, I was listening to the radio, and this guy on the radio said it was okay. You know what the scary thing is? It might. All right, I'm going to retract that. I could see where it might be construed that microwaving fish would be a reason to go. Might be construed as. I could see whereby you might want to punch somebody in the head if they brought fish to work and they put it in the microwave. I could see whereby. I think I'm good now. Like I said, I probably should be talking about last night's matchup, Carolina v. the Texans. But we're just having too much fun talking about nothing and everything. It's Friday, right, Hood? Yesterday was Thursday.
Today's Friday.
Tomorrow is Saturday. And you know what next week is? It's the return of Tommy Boy. The return of Tommy and Tommy's daddy and Tommy's trainer. And they're all talking a lot of junk about you, Hood. Lots of junk. Not Tommy. Tommy's taking the high road. But those around him just cannot seem to get over the fact that, well, they're jilted. Never mind that Tommy got over. If anybody should be butthurt, it's you. But it's those around him. And by the way, you need to stop talking. You need to stop complaining about how that went down, what happened. Turn the page, man. Your guy got over. And notice, it's your guy. Why are you all so butthurt? Nothing was done to you. It was done to your guy, and he got over. And he's not complaining. So why are you all complaining? Trying to get to that. Micah Hyde. Now that's a baller right there, Micah Hyde. We'll have him at the top of hour number three. Sebastian Joseph Day coming up at 20 past. Alvy, you know, we got to get your week that was in. I'd like to do that maybe next segment if possible, because hour number three is going to be tough. And our phone lines are jammed, which is sweet. Let's break. Time for a sports update. Here is the very latest.
Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags that you can sample different flavors so you can find out the one that is best for you. As for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares Old Trapper, what is your beef? Kathleen's getting lots of love. In case you missed it, I gave her a golden ticket. And better yet, it was almost jungle generated. She came on. She got racked. She did what she does. She smashed a couple of people. She made very little sense. And then all of a sudden I started to get reaction like, hey, Rome, hook her up. Hook her up. Get her a golden ticket. And I said, you know what? I really should, because I myself was the one who said that there's no other caller like Kathleen. So here's some of the reaction. Kathleen, 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 Kathleen. Jimmy in Wichita. They're chanting her name now. Rome, I know the golden ticket can be rescinded at any time, but I'd bet that Kathleen is way down the list of those who will. She's solid and did not win it with a fluke call. You go, girl. Mike and Snowbird, I tend to agree. You know why? She sticks to her brand. She knows who she is. She's got a brand. She stays on brand, and she's consistent. You know what you're going to get with her. I'm not saying that what she does is good enough to win. I'm saying it's good enough to get her in the competition and make the competition better. I tend to think the same thing, but I don't want to go in with any predetermined feelings, because then it will be contrived. She could lose it now. Anybody can. But I tend to agree with that take, because she is consistent. She is solid. And in case you missed it, Kathleen has a golden ticket. 1-800-636-8686. because hour number three is jammed up. Alvy's week that was is coming up in a few moments. Not yet, Alvy, but it's coming up this segment. Normally a third hour thing. Let's go to Melbourne. Justin. Good to have you, Justin. How are you?
What's up, Romy?
What's up, dude?
I'm looking forward to tonight. Big night. The big head's on. As you know, I've been following these pods since day one. I feel like we've been a team together, Rome. I mean, all you're doing is inspiring us, and I don't know why more people don't tune in. If they do, they'll get you, and they'll usually get me at the end giving some source of inspiration myself. Now, listen, Jim, I know you've been very generous. Let's just say you're no Scottie Pippen when it comes to looking at my handle, and I do appreciate it, but Romy, you've done so much for me. I tell you what I'm going to do. When you decide to drop the mic, I'm going to be there with that Lanier Messenger handle and serve it to you on a silver platter. I mean, do I need anything? I mean, you've already inspired me, brother. But the thing about it is, I will say, I am going to be coming out to L.A. in the next probably 6 months. And when I do come out there, I mean, let me know if Friday night or Saturday night works for you and Jano. And maybe myself, my wife, we can go on a double date together and just enjoy the times, and I will be there with the handle. But I got to give credit where credit's due, Romy. This Lanier Messenger handle came from my cousin Mike in Pittsburgh. He's been selling dictation equipment for 37 bleeping years. In fact, when you were selling the Lanier Messenger, he had the Sony SD500. He was competing against the Messenger, and he was going against Arnie Palmer, who was actually advertising for Lanier. So this guy's been grinding it and still grinding it to this day. So I would like to warn my cousin Mike in Pittsburgh and Rome, warn your podcast, the best in the business.
Dude, that is incredible. Rack him. Justin Melbourne.
Rack him.
That is incredible. All right, let me quickly tell you why that's incredible. First of all, when he said that he and I kind of came up together and he's been following the pod, Justin in Melbourne shows up on the voicemail on our pod all the time. He makes it better. So that's why he took credit for that. I said that he's got the best Twitter handle of anybody I know, at Lanier Messenger, because that's my first job outside of radio and outside of In-N-Out Burger. I tried to sell the Lanier Messenger, and I got my ass kicked on a daily basis. It was a terrible experience. It was a good experience because it got me back into radio, in part. But what he just said, I thought that was kind of him paying homage to me. And I'm not sure whether it was or was not. He said, no, my cousin in Pittsburgh has been selling dictation equipment for 37 years, and he sold a product that was the competition, the competitor of the Lanier Messenger. But that little nugget he snuck in at the end was incredible. He goes, and Mike, my cousin, had to go up against Arnie Palmer. He's right. Arnold Palmer was a spokesperson for the Lanier product, and I think the Lanier Messenger, and I still couldn't sell it. Imagine Arnie Palmer in all his glory in the 80s, repping that product, and I still couldn't move it. So that's why Justin, when he says, hey, me and the wife are going to be out in California, can we double date one night? And my answer normally would be, Justin, man, dude, bleeping settle down. But my reaction actually is maybe. That's why I dropped that on Jano. Jano's yes to everything. So if I say to her, we need to go out, she's like, great. When, where? And she'll give me the whole, I have nothing to wear. Yes, you do. But wait till I tell her it's with Justin in Melbourne. She'll be like, who, what? Last time I did this, because we don't go out, we don't do anything now because of the pandemic. Literally, the only time that we went out was with my guys, Ed Milette and John Gordon. That was not a hard sell. Nothing is with Janet. If I tell her we need to do it, she'll do it because that's how our thing works. If she needs me to do something, she'll say, we need to do this. So if I say, we need to see at Lanier Messenger, she'll go. If I say it. Alva, you ready to roll? Why don't you roll that week that was?
1, 2, 3!
Hey.
Hey!
I love the intro with a little Iggy Pop. I mean, who does that?
Me for about 30 years. Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. My name is Jim Rome. Let's get right at it. Zach Wilson had a rough day.
They should be booing, right?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah! You're seeing ghosts out there. That's right.
Most definitely not.
Good job, Zach. How about the media already coming at him with, hey, yo, man, you feel like you were seeing ghosts out
there?
Don't get hooked, man.
Ravens are going to win.
John Harbaugh has some big ones.
What that is a DNA drive. That told you a ton about that team. And it's hard. And it's toughness. And I did not think they could do that against a team that has been
Kryptonite.
Charles Davis.
But when you look out and you see the full stadiums again and the enthusiasm and smiles on people's faces. I was in Pittsburgh this past week. It was pretty cool.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Spinning the ball.
It's literally one of the stupidest things I've ever seen. I love when Steve Smith used to do that. And you want to take one of the best things out of the game. Man, for who? For what?
But nobody wants to see a player taunting another player.
That is so dumb. Mike Locksley.
You know, it's just win Monday through Friday. That's the standard. And let's do it as best as we possibly can with the right kind of mindset.
Joseph, come on! It is good!
No, he's not good.
Are you kidding me, Mr.
Paul Allen sounded like he wanted to puke. He simply cannot ponder missing that kick.
Why do you even
ponder? You know what?
Ponder?
I don't blame him at all.
He's like way hotter chicks than me, but I'm hoping I'm a little bit more freaky than them.
Wow. I'm not even going to comment. One thing I have to say to that is wonky again, man.
Wonky again. Perfect rainbow from Aaron Rodgers.
People like to say a lot of bull.
And there was a metric ton of bull bleep being shoveled at Rodgers and the Packers after last Sunday.
Get the trolls off our back.
The truest thing ever said.
I'm in my Cyclone tanker and a pair of jorts holding a natty light. She said, hey, we're full. I said, hey, listen, Jim Rome sent me. Suddenly, a table of four opens up.
Come on, dude. I know that's not true.
True story.
I think our conversation was bugged, you know, kind of like the Patriots used to do back then.
He went there, Hood. Take some Spygate smack. Wow.
I just don't see it from him. Some guys have it, some guys don't, you know. And Coach Dungy,
I just don't think that Mason Crosby is going to show up. Think about Aaron Rodgers. Too laid back. Not a good leader. Just not a big fan of the Packers.
Not a real big Colts fan right now.
I don't think Mason Crosby is going to do that.
Take me out to the ball game.
It was tactical. It was strategic. It was smart. The better approach is to get up there and come absolutely nowhere near the correct notes and get people talking, and that's what Connor did. Connor won the day. Dana White joining us. Connor McGregor today, man. I
know where this is going. You know how many times I've been asked to throw out a first pitch somewhere, and I'll never do it? You know, just like all the guys that think they can fight, guys think they can go out and throw a baseball to home plate. It's a lot harder than it looks.
Zorro Deloro. How much is tuition now? Depends if you're in-state or out-of-state. Dave Roberts joining us. Of course, you got Max Scherzer. We know he's going to compete. Is that a funny story?
Obviously didn't get a memo that when he's pitching, you don't touch him. So as I patted him on the behind and under his breath, don't effing touch me. And then so the players are dying laughing.
What's your beef?
I got a beef with Jeep guy. If you can read this, roll me over. The hell would I do that for?
You land at gate A1 and your connector is at D90. The guy who schedules this is a butthole.
Alter Ego, another singing competition?
You want me to hit up family members to donate money for my kid to read in their own room?
Rather than doing nothing, sitting on your hands,
sitting on his
not
butt.
Paying like the rest of us.
I don't know why I'm doing this. This should not happen. Whoever set this up is an idiot.
Best guy ever. I don't know why I'm doing this. I should be fighting Usman. I mean, how good is that?
Whoever set this up is an idiot.
Reggie Wayne joining us. Bob Sanders.
Now I always laugh at Bob, man. Bob had one speed at practice. He had 100 miles per hour. There'd be a tip ball and Bob would be in practice diving for it. And we'd be like, whoa, Bob. We need you, bro.
Position?
Come on, dude. You know how Roman KBR, man. They love you. You did a great job. Dude, lose my number. Never call me again.
Start cracking on Greta Van Fleet for their sound. Kathleen, have you ever actually heard your own voice? I mean...
Uh-oh.
I mean, now I know why Susan...
44-year-old turkey vulture earthworm.
Hell yes. Give her a golden ticket. Where you put your paycheck down there, and I put my paycheck next to yours, and whoever's bigger gets the bigger office. Oh. Roasted.
I'm ready to rip somebody's freaking head off.
Bookended with beefs.
Always great, Jim. Thank you.
Tommy the Groggy!
That's 100% scheme, Brad.
A gut punch.
Got liquored up and ran his mouth off.
Unnamed member of the XR4TI.
I should be fighting Kamar Usman, and that's it.
Blah!
Good night now!
Wow, kind of out of sequence, but still pretty awesome where it is. Alvin Deloro. Unnamed member of the XR4TI with the week that was. There you go. All right, so quickly wrapping up hour number two. It's been a wacky, fun day. Carl and Prescott were having a clone party at Jim's house with plenty of Mick Ultra. you know what? Maybe. Never say never. I am evolved. I have changed. I drink Mick Ultra. You know, my beloved Heineken's that I used to smash on a Friday? Not so much anymore. Once in a while. Once in a while. But what I'm saying to you is I would just as likely have a Mick Ultra as a Heineken. I know that's sacrilegious to a lot of you. Trying to stay lean and mean, man. So maybe. Brian in San Pedro. Jim, congratulations to Kathleen on her golden ticket. Speaking of Lady Clones, we haven't heard from the Queen lately. Hopefully Herb has not given her a heart attack. Sign the piano man. Too hard to give you a heart attack. You wanna know, we have not heard from the Queen lately. We'll see. They have another tough one. They've got Arizona this weekend. If Herb can somehow rise up and win that game somehow, some way, then maybe we will hear from the Queen. Get Maine Lobster is in. What about lobster rolls for lunch at work? Is that approved? Dicey. It's not as pungent as tuna fish. But by the way, who's going to bring a lobster roll to work? What, man? Lunch break? Caviar? Didn't want any of that? You're just going to roll into the lunch break or lunch room with some oysters, too? Come on, man. Get real with that. I didn't know we had Rockefellers or Gettys listening or Beauregard to the program today. Why don't you chase that with some pate or some goose liver while you're at it? Stay tuned. Third hour's coming up. Micah Hyde next.